Newsly, a prison drama, consists of the personal audio diary entries of Mr. King Silver, jailed in August 2004 for the armed robbery of a soup kitchen. These recordings have been made available to the public in 2013, but be warned, Mr. Silver is a bad man. Do not trust him.
August 10th, 2004. My name is King Silver. I am, well, I'm 43 years old, and my birthday is the 26th of September. I was born in the good old year of 1961, and I am here in prison because of a crime I committed 2 years ago. I have been charged with two crimes, both of which I feel are not particularly worthy of imprisonment, but I was involved in the armed robbery of a soup kitchen. Now, the soup in the kitchen was of a particularly nice brand. I enjoyed the soup. They did sell it at my local Walmart for around 25 cents, but unfortunately I didn't have any change with me. So I decided to go up to the soup kitchen with a 2-liter bottle of mineral water, and I threatened to spill the water on the floor if I was not given a bowl of soup. And although the cashier persisted that the soup was free anyway, and that they didn't mind mopping up the water on the floor, as they had to mop up much worse things from the floor, I demanded that they give me the soup for free, and I was arrested for harassment and threat of violence. I have also been arrested for possession of magic mushrooms, which is a crime that I have genuinely learnt is illegal in this country, and I was happier to be incarcerated for this crime, as it is a genuine crime. I have a girlfriend, although I'm not sure if she's going to be a girlfriend much longer. Her name is Jay. Not Jay, the name, but her initial Jay. She won't tell me the rest of her name, not until we meet in person anyway. I have a daughter by my previous relationship. She's 16 years old, and I haven't met her in 16 years. And I have a mother who has visited me in jail since I was arrested, and she is in her late 70s, and she will probably be dead very soon. So I've been given this audio diary, this tape recorder to do my recordings. They've promised that they will release it to the public after I die so people can hear my wonderful thoughts. Although they did say that they might disguise my voice so people would not be able to know what I talked like and not have to listen to my awful accent. So I'm going to be doing this diary every now and then, and I'll tell you about what I've been up to here and what is going on. I do have access to the outside world a relative amount. I'm allowed to make 2 phone calls a week, most of which are to my girlfriend or my mother. Although occasionally I will order some chicken curry from the local takeaway, and the guards will bring it to me in my cell. I have a television, and I watch some wonderful network shows. I don't have cable, which I'm going to write a strongly worded letter about when I am released, but I do have NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, and the fall season's kicking off in a few weeks. Very much looking forward to a show called Lost, which is beginning on the 22nd of September. I'm sure it's going to be a pretty big deal. It's set on an island after a group of plane crash survivors survive there, and then lots of crazy stuff happens, and they all learn more about each other. I think it's going to be a big hit. That's starting in a few weeks. Looking forward to that. So the food here isn't great. I'm not too happy about it that there's no soup. But they do luckily let me have my chicken takeaway every Saturday evening while I watch my favorite TV shows. So that's good. But the food here mostly consists of bread and some porridge and also some muesli. And I'm not a big fan of muesli. In fact, I detest it unenviably. Detest the food that I'm forced to eat every morning for breakfast. There's an election coming up in the US in a few months, and President Bush is looking for re-election, and I will be very happy to vote for him from within my cell, or within the prison boundaries. He's a great president. He's a very intelligent man. He's an intellectual. George W. Bush has made this a great nation. He should be rewarded for it. That's pretty much all I have to say for my first diary entry. I haven't done much since I got here. I'm sure next time I'll have some interesting stories to tell you about and some friends that I will have made. Not sure, but anyway, for now, if you're listening in the future, surely you have something better still.
Muesli, a Prison Drama was written and recorded by Jerry Collins. For more information on the show, to download previous episodes, and to contact the team, visit muesli.tk or follow us on Twitter at muesli.podcast. You can also find us at facebook.com/muesli.podcast. That's Muesli. Muesli will return soon.